In today's gospel, we see that Mary's love was extravagant. You know, it didn't calculate the cost of her gesture. You know, true love is compelled to give and only regrets that it can't give more. You know, Judas, on the other hand, was only looking out for himself in his protest, because as treasurer, we're told that he often stole from the money bag. Mary's love was filled with humility. You know, she didn't dare to anoint our Lord's head. Instead, she anointed that part of him which necessitated that she kneel before him. Furthermore, her action was filled with unrestrained joy and was free from any fear of what others might think of her. You know, in contrast, Judas desired to appear superior to the others by self-righteously insinuating that a greater good could have been accomplished. But our Lord silenced Judas and blessed Mary's actions. So at this point, you know, we need to ask if our love for God is sincere, or, you know, do we care more about ourselves and how others view us? Is our love for God, you know, brave and humble and unreserved? Do we give the Lord only the best, or are we content with giving God less than the best? You know, I don't know if you remember when Mother Angelica built a beautiful church for the greater glory of God in Hansville, Alabama, but there were many people who were very upset with her, although, you know, she didn't spend a penny of the donations that were sent in by viewers. And you also may hear people complain about the church spending so much money on sacred vessels and furnishings, you know. I guess the question we need to ask ourselves is, which person in today's gospel reflects the secrets of our hearts more closely here? Mary or Judas Iscariot?